Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Normally we do this on Friday 8 o'clock, but since the Chiefs play on Monday night against the Washington Commanders, we'll do the script today at 8 o'clock. So hopefully we can get as accurate as we were last week. Bob almost nailed his 35-0. Mm-hmm. Mac was pretty accurate 2 weeks ago with the Detroit game. And here we sit with the Washington Commanders coming in town with Marcus Mariota. Mac, stay hot and lead us off with your version of the Chiefs script tonight against Washington. What might and should and probably won't happen.
And that's why we love this segment.
That's right. I love the people who get mad. You guys, you're idiots. Yes.
Stick to your day job. Well, it does look like it's my night job. I feel like I'm at after hours with the scene outside.
Seriously. I told Dusty, I see he goes, go look outside. So I went and looked outside. I'm like, if you just woke up unconscious and like had no idea where you are, you wouldn't know if it's night or day. Like, is this the end of the day or is this the beginning of the day?
Ridiculous. Just like the Chiefs are going to look tonight. They're going to look ridiculous.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This league good. They're going to dominate yet again. This is going to end up being the best team in the Mahomes era. It might already be there, but by the end of the season, we'll know it is. Kelsey's going to score. He's going to be a part of the tight end weekend. He missed tight end day, but he'll be a part of the tight end weekend. Rice will lead in targets, he'll lead in catches, and he'll lead in yards. He will be the triple crown for the Chiefs tonight in the passing game. It'll be reminiscent of playing against Amon-Ra St. Brown on defense, and that Debo and Terry, they will have their catches. They will get open sometimes, but there just won't be a lot of room after the catch. There won't be yards after the catch. Defenders will be clobbering them up, but there probably will be one big play from Terry or Debo Samuels in that pass game. Xavier Worthy will catch a deep pass. Mahomes will throw three touchdowns yet again. He'll run for over 30 yards. Chiefs will win this one 31-10.
I like the 31-10 score. Yeah, I mean, when you guys got guys like Debo Samuel and
Terry McLaurin.
I'm watching this Packer game from last night. I mean, how bad is Pittsburgh on defense? But anyway,
so
I digress.
Shouldn't be.
No. But they were brutal last night.
Fire Tomlin.
Gotta go. But what I witnessed and what I feel like is, like, you got stars. Stars are always going to get, you know, something. Yeah. You're not going to shut them out unless it's, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown or something like that. But, you know, expect those guys to each have a play or two in this game. You just have to minimize what they're going to do and not let anybody else kind of go out there and do their thing. All right, for me, this is going to get nasty. And by nasty, I mean the ground game. The Chiefs are going to run the football tonight, and it's going to be fun. All three running backs will have a play where we come in tomorrow and you go, did you see Smith? Did you see Kareem? Did you see what Pop did on one of those plays? We'll be talking about those running backs on Tuesday morning, and that's going to open up the aerial attack. This week, Kelsey eats. I'm with you. National tight end day, days, week, however we want to phrase it, Travis Kelsey's going to eat. He becomes the leading receiver and target for the Chiefs tonight. I think that's the guy they go after. He scores a touchdown. Breshard Smith becomes a household name with another 20-plus yards from scrimmage game. It's Monday night. Has the opportunity to really shine on Monday Night Football. Nothing competing with Monday Night Football tonight unless it's the World Series, hockey, or basketball, sports equinox tonight. So there's a lot going on, but it's the NFL. Everybody's going to be watching. Chiefs get two sacks of Marcus Mariota, one of them by Michael Bolton, one of them by Nick Bolton, who he dedicates to Derek Johnson. Chiefs win in a close one, 35-0.
Yep, there it is. Stay true to yourself.
That's exactly right. Be who, be you.
Be yourself.
That's right.
BBL stinky.
My script is, I'm thinking this game is a lot like the Detroit game all over again, but not as clean for Washington. I do think they're going to do their best to hold serve and control the clock, but it won't last long because they don't have Jared Goff. They don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown. They don't have Jameson Williams. They don't have Gibbs and Montgomery, but they do have some guys on that team that can make headaches come up and go throughout the game. But I think the Chiefs know what's ahead. Not saying they are looking ahead. I know what they think. I think they believe they know what is ahead. And what tonight is all about is continuing to solidify the gel of both sides of the ball, offense and defense. I think tonight we see it again. 7 targets or more for Rashee Rice. 5 targets for Xavier Worthy for 40-plus yards for Travis Kelce. And I think this is the game that Breshard Smith gets a touchdown. I think he gets in the end zone tonight. And I think Jones gets another sack, and I think this is the game of the year for Leo Chanel. We have audio from Mitch Holtis that he joined us on Friday and played for us earlier this or later that last week, but I think this is the Leo Chanel game. He's got to be crazy. Chicken with its head cut off, going absolutely nuts, being that guy. I think Debo Samuel will look a lot like St. Brown did in that game for Detroit. I think St. Brown had
41 or something.
I think he had like 9 catches, but he only had 42 yards. I don't mind if Debo does that. If he's going to run through the middle and catch it and go down immediately, that's fine with me. But I think he'll be a lot like that, 6-7 catches, but not a lot of yards. I think 22 locks up Scary Terry, and I think the Chiefs win this game 31-13.
I like it.
Mahomes continues to strive as the MVP. I think if he can take care of business, and then if he beats Josh Allen next week, he could maybe lock it up. But again,
did anybody emerge yesterday in the MVP kind of category in conversation? Because I don't think anything. What did Josh Allen really do yesterday? I haven't seen one highlight yet.
There was somebody that emerged yesterday that I think needs to be in the conversation, and that man is Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, that's now, a good question or a good pick. I mean,
I will say this. I think the similarities in this will be exactly what we saw last year with Saquon Barkley. Now, I think he's having, you know, I think he's having a little bit better of a year than Saquon Barkley. But again, that will be determined by the time we get to the end, because last year there was no secret. What Philadelphia was doing last year was a lot of what, you know, Saquon Barkley was able to do, just control the game. Mm-hmm. And you saw Philadelphia yesterday control the game. Why? Because, by God, they gave it to number 26.
And then he got hurt, and so...
Yeah, which sucks. I mean, obviously. But they were controlling that game because Saquon Barkley was able to do whatever he
wanted.
Second
play of the game, 65 yards from scrimmage, legitimately untouched for a touchdown.
And you look at Jonathan Taylor's numbers this year. He has 143 rush attempts. He has 850 yards. That's a 5.9 average. Okay? Jamal Charles' number one argument that why he should be in the Hall of Fame is because he holds the record for the most yards per average per rush in his career at 5.2. This year, Jonathan Taylor is averaging 5.9. He has 12 rushing touchdowns. Okay.
He's having a miraculous year.
He's had 9 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks.
It's nuts to watch this guy, right? Let me take it one step further for you with Jonathan Taylor to talk about why right now he could be in that MVP conversation. And this comes from the 33rd team. In his last 22 games since the start of last season, 119.2 scrimmage yards per game. Think about that for a second. 119.2 scrimmage yards per game. That's just him. Mm-hmm. 26 touchdowns, 5.1 yards per carry, and a 0.4% fumble rate. He's scoring at an amazing rate. He's not giving the ball to the other team, putting the football on the ground. He's gaining a bunch of yards. And they have found a way to make Daniel Jones successful. Sometimes your quarterback can't carry your team. I do believe Daniel Jones is one of those guys. But we're seeing now he's a win with guy, a not win because of guy. And you got to give that Chris Ballard a lot of credit out in Indianapolis for formulating this plan and saying, look, we don't really have much of an option at quarterback. We're going to take this guy who looks like, the guy from Taxi, Lotka Gravis, Andy Kaufman, and we're going to put him at quarterback, but yet we're going to surround him with some really good pieces. And you know what's the best friend of a quarterback that's mid? A great running back like Jonathan Taylor right now. And he's taking all the pressure in the world off of Daniel Jones, because I don't know that Daniel is capable of going out there and single-handedly winning a game, but he can sure as hell manage a game and hand it to number 26 all afternoon and let him do his thing for the Indianapolis Colts. That's why they are so successful, because of that ground game. And kudos to that coach out there who's listening to his owner on the sidelines and running the football, not trying to do something different, not trying to do something spectacular. You got a great weapon. Utilize him, and the Colts are doing just that.
And that's the whole topic here, is who's in the conversation. I don't think Jonathan Taylor will win MVP, because, again, like last year, Saquon Barkley could have arguably been the MVP, but it went to Josh Allen. He's not a quarterback, so he'll win Offensive Player of the Year, in my opinion.
Right.
But I think that there should be a stronger push towards somebody with this skill set who's doing this, because I just looked at his fantasy numbers, Mac. Mm-hmm. He has 192 points already this year in 8 games. That's an average of 24 a game in fantasy. Like, that's... I mean, you know those numbers, right?
On 3
right?
of 4 of my leagues. I told you guys on Fantasy Football Sundays, that's a league winner this season. He's killing it. And I think he's more of an MVP than Saquon was last season.
I don't disagree with that, because Philly had a great defense,
Philly
obviously.
Philly had a great everything.
Great everything A-plus last everything. Year. Yeah, great receivers. Obviously, Jalen Hurts was playing at the top of his game, and obviously Saquon Barkley's big. They probably don't go to the Super Bowl if they don't have all of that working
For
together
sure.
at this point in time. Jonathan Taylor is carrying Daniel Jones.
I think he is making him look much better. Like, Daniel Jones right now looks like an A-. He's probably a C-plus quarterback, and he looks like an A- because of Jonathan Taylor, because of the O-line, because of the weapons. Everything on Philadelphia was an A-plus last year besides Jalen Hurts, who's like a B-, and looked like an A. you know, C-plus for Daniel Jones. The O-line, A-plus in Philadelphia, probably an A in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. A-plus for wide receivers in Philly, probably a B-minus in Indianapolis. Like, Jonathan Taylor is the one thing that's equal to what Philadelphia was last year. He's the A-plus, and he's winning them football games.
And when you have a running back that can do it, it makes your quarterback look that much better. You take that pressure off him, man.
And not only that, there's that bonus of him being a receiving running back, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. The dude can catch the ball.
100%.
Yeah, he's a stud. Yep. Yesterday, he had 153 yards on the ground, two touchdowns. He had two receptions for 21 yards and a touchdown. The week before, 16 attempts, 94 yards, and three touchdowns. The week before that, 21 attempts, 123 yards, and a touchdown. The week before that, 17 for 66, three touchdowns. And the guy's balling, man. Good for him. But offensive player of the year awaits. And Patrick Mahomes, MVP number three, is almost there. But we'll see. But that was the script, and that was our argument for Jonathan Taylor to be in the conversation. There's some issues going on in Baltimore with, you know, an honest mistake, as John Harbaugh would call it, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
From 816, you ready for this one? Okay. I need you to be focused here.
I'm ready.
Listening to Bob makes me stay senile. Yeah. My wife is driving me nuts. She won't push skip intro. She watches the recap of the episodes we just finished watching and won't break down her Amazon boxes.
Yes.
I threw all the boxes on the bed and she just put them on my side of the bed, so I slept on the couch, but I still love her.
Yeah. I love it. Like, my wife is so mad at the kids for not cleaning up stuff. Like, in college, if somebody didn't do, like, their kitchen duty at the fraternity house, we put all the dirty dishes in their bed, right? We call them a load. So we're starting to do that to the kid. A load, yeah. Your load, you know? Like, your load. We're going to start doing that to the kids, putting their dirty dishes in their beds if they don't, you know, continue to clean up after us, because we're tired of it. You guys are in high school now. Put your stuff in the dishwasher. Come on now.
When my stepmom always did laundry at my dad's house, she washed the clothes the way the clothes were put in the hamper.
Yes.
So if your shirt was inside out, it got washed inside out. If your socks were inside out, they got washed inside out.
Is there something wrong with that, though?
No.
I mean, I do.
We turned all our clothes the right side out after one wash.
But does it make a difference when you're washing the clothes?
I don't know. I think it's more so of just trying not to be such a
chode.
Yeah, it's when you get the clothes out of the wash and everything's inside out and you spend all that time turning everything back the right way.
That's the worst chore.
It is. Unloading the dishwasher for me is the worst chore.
Okay.
I hate unloading the dishwasher. Oh, especially the forks and the spoons and all that kind of stuff. I get through the plates and glasses fairly quickly.
So do you have as much OCD as me? Now I live alone.
Right.
But like, I put the forks with the forks, the spoons with the spoons.
No, I don't do that.
Okay,
no.
So that way when I pull the crate out of the dishwasher,
right,
I set it up, one grab spoons, one grab fork, one grab knife.
No, I don't do that.
And I still have my pizza cutter.
Yeah, you do. See, the thing is, I would have to, you know, have three other people do that as well, and I'm just not going to fight that battle. So just, if you can get the stuff to the dishwasher, be outstanding. Be outstanding if you could get the stuff to the dishwasher.
Hey, guys, so we're going to put all the knives, all the... Yeah, shut up. Yeah. Man. We're not doing that.
Have you seen the new Dr. Rick commercial that's out there, and he talks about breaking down the cardboard boxes?
Mm-mm.
He says, breaking down cardboard boxes is not fun. It is work. It's the difference between fun and work. Breaking down cardboard boxes is not fun. Tell me about it. Tell every husband about it whose wife refuses to break down the Amazon boxes. Sure. Every guy's, yep, he's right.
I mean, it's... just a knife to some tape.
It's not hard.
No. Speck's going to lose his mind if he has to keep doing it.
Oh, my God, yes.
I thought he was going to lose it the other day. He's like, I don't know what's going on. It's just box after box after box. Yeah. Get that box. So, some trouble in Baltimore. I don't know how much trouble it is because I just don't know the severity of this. But... supposedly they are handling, not supposedly they are, handling the Lamar Jackson injury in a way that is not the way that you should be doing it in the NFL, looking like they might be having to forfeit a pick in the draft. And it said yesterday that, you know, from John Harbaugh in his postgame press conference, it was an honest mistake. So I think everybody was like, oh, Baltimore, they're going to play Lamar Jackson. You got to think about Chicago, right? Okay, we're going to gear up for Lamar Jackson, and this is what we're going to do. And then Snoop plays, right? And the Baltimore Ravens still win because Caleb Williams had a really tough day on the field yesterday as a quarterback, which is maybe another topic you could have if you're a Chicago Bears fan or a Chicago radio host about what is Caleb Williams and what does the future look like for him. But, you know, when you look at this report that comes out and they say that they have to do with accountability to the NFL, to their fans, to Jackson, the two-time MVP to whom trust and understanding are paramount, as has not talked to reporters since before he suffered his week 4 injury against those Kansas City Chiefs. In his absence, speculation from big-name reporters and optimism from Ravens officials have filled the vacuum, as they did in, 21 and 22. Almost none of it has proved accurate, as was the case in 21 and 22. So before Sunday's shakeup, this season in Baltimore was hard to figure out. Now, ahead of most important game of their season so far, it seems not even the Ravens know what's going on. A franchise, you know, lauded for its stability and wobbling under the weight of its care for its most important player. I don't know what's going on with Lamar Jackson. I don't know what's going on with the situation in Baltimore, but it seems about as murky as it is outside today in Kansas City.
It is a very strange situation, and I'm going to go down a meandering path and take something that I heard from Terry Bradshaw yesterday. Not his conversation with Andy Reid about buying pigs or whatever the hell that thing was that he had yesterday. But
I still don't know.
I have no idea what that was.
I had to put it down.
Yeah, I watched that live yesterday. And I was watching a little of the pregame show, and all of a sudden Terry Bradshaw's like, I had a call with Andy Reid, and he starts doing it. And then they pan the Strahan, and Strahan's like,
he did the what?
Yeah. Like, huh? What is going on here right now with what's going on with Terry Bradshaw?
What the hell was that?
But if you missed it, I mean, this is what Terry Bradshaw did yesterday.
But the thing that I would worry about more so in Washington is the other day I text Andy Reid and I got a text back. And I thought it was Sandy Reed, but it was some guy selling pigs. But I sounded good. I shouldn't have told y'all that. So y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reed, but I didn't really talk to Andy
Reed.
You know,
I wish you could see the people behind the cameras because they're like.
The point is.
So whatever that was, right? That's what he said yesterday. But he actually said something that kind of sent me down the road of this could be a legitimate conversation that we're having at the end of the season. Baltimore's not playing great. They won yesterday, right? They're still not playing great. And they're, what, 2-5 as we sit here? 2-5 at the 7-game mark? And they've already had their bye and all that kind of stuff. And they won yesterday. And Snoop Huntley, he played fairly well yesterday, right? It feels like something needs to give in Baltimore right now. And after hearing Terry Bradshaw say during, I guess it was halftime maybe of some of the early games, or maybe it was in between the games, he said yesterday, he goes, look, you don't really lose much from an offensive standpoint when you replace Lamar Jackson with Huntley. They're kind of that same quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And I think about that, and I listen to that, and I'm like, well, I mean, obviously Lamar Jackson is better than Huntley, but if you're at the end of the season and there's irreparable damage that's taking place between the quarterback and the coach, I mean, maybe you decide it's easier to potentially go out there and find a quarterback, you trade Lamar, get all of those picks back, keep your coach in place, and then move forward with a new quarterback, because obviously something's not working there with the Baltimore Ravens right now. And Brian Mitchell's in studio with our friends in Washington, our sister station in Washington, and played in the league. but you're right there. You guys probably cover this Baltimore stuff. Like it's bizarre to watch what's going on.
It's very bizarre.
Thanks for coming in, my man.
Oh, no problem at all.
Yeah.
You know, you got a nice aroma.
I'm up early all the time. I try to smell good,
you know? Is that like,
I go around people, whether they love me, and I don't want to stink. But the thing of it is, you look at Lamar, and I believe a lot of coaches are lazy with Lamar on their team. Like they were lazy with Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
Andy took Michael Vick and made him into a passer. When he was in Atlanta, he was just a make-it-happen guy. I think a lot of that happens in Baltimore as well. He is so dynamic that they don't work on correcting the bad things he has, and then when it doesn't work in the game, they have problems. You get into the playoffs, and you can't, you know, the other teams say, we're not going to let you run. And they sit back, and the coaches never draw up anything to make it better. Then you get Derrick Henry with you, those two guys to be just destroying people, but it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know what it is, but I wouldn't want to be the Raven letting him go and have to play against him.
Right. So would you, if it comes down to it, though, would you let Harbaugh go or would you let Lamar go?
I love John. John's my guy.
I do too, yeah.
You know, I played with John. I played for John 3 years. But John is the type of guy where John doesn't have a problem adjusting to make something happen, make it work. You know, so if it gets to a point where one or the other, you know, has to go, more than likely it's going to probably be the player more than likely, not the coach.
Let me ask you this, and then we'll get to the Washington, Kansas City. Are there more good head coaches or good quarterbacks in the NFL?
Ooh. I think it's a lot of horrible head coaches in the league.
I agree. I think 50% of them are useless.
The quarterbacks might be better than the coaches, but there's still not enough very good quarterbacks either.
Yeah. I think you also look at the situation when you look at, can you get another Lamar or can you get another John Harbaugh? Because this kind of, what this reminds me of, I know they're from like the same tree. What's happening in Baltimore is reminding me of a lot of what happened in Philadelphia with Andy Reid.
See, he gets stale.
Yeah.
Coaches get stale after a while.
And not only that, like, I'm not saying that he's lost the locker room, but he might have lost the franchise because the defense is clearly not the same. The offense is struggling. Players are getting older. Like your Mark Andrews guy, we haven't seen likely kind of develop into that role that we thought we'd see. Now Andrews have plagued him a little bit. And Derrick Henry's getting older.
Yeah.
And what's his replacement? Is it Hill? Because we didn't see him at all on Sunday when he was the backup for Derrick Henry. So I think that when you look at it's
easier to get another coach than it is to get a quarterback.
I think so.
Of that magnitude.
Right. And he's a two-time MVP winning quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes you've got to like look at John Harbaugh and say, hey, man, it was fun. It was great. New face, new place. Mm-hmm. And then maybe he goes, because he'll get hired somewhere immediately.
He will.
And I think that's just kind of the way that situation
goes. You look at Andy coming here.
Because you drafted a quarterback
this year.
It's
not like Andy did not know how to coach when he was in Philadelphia.
Right.
See, the thing about it, what people don't get sometimes is beyond the coach and the players.
Mm-hmm.
In Philadelphia, Joe Banner would not spend money on receivers and linebackers. In this day and age, you don't spend money on receivers and linebackers, you're not winning.
Right.
Tight ends are going to kill you, you're horrible linebackers. And if you don't have receivers, you can't win.
Right.
You know, and when you all of a sudden you get the other GM in there, he went out and got the quarterback. He got the quarterback what he needed. And also they got linebackers that are unbelievable. That's why they were able to go out and win a Super Bowl.
No doubt.
You know, I just think that the GM is vital in all of this.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes those GM, like JP and I, we always say this is a self-preservation league. You know, the GMs are hiding in the background, and when they're not doing good, everybody blames the people that they see.
Yeah.
The GM is normally their fault, big time.
Go ahead. I was going to say that smooth sexual sound that you're hearing is Brian Mitchell here, who does his job with the Washington Commanders. So tonight, B-Mitch, you got Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
But you got your targets back.
Yeah.
You got Deebo and you got Scary Terry back, and it's scary season. What do you want to see out of your offense tonight against this Chiefs defense?
I want to see them establish a run, try to establish a run, but I think it's easier when you have two receivers like Deebo and also Terry. They were trying to establish a run in the previous 2 weeks, and you didn't have those two guys on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you don't have them, then people could just crowd the box and say, hey, you got to beat us to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then when I know you can't run it, I could have eight people up on the box, and all of a sudden, I'm sending guys from all different directions. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. It's easier when you have all your weapons to do it. And Marcus has proven that he's very, very viable when he comes into a football game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not no chopped liver. He was drafted second.
Mm-hmm.
Was a Heisman Trophy winner. I've always liked him even when he was back in Oregon. You know, I know Jaden brings a different dynamic to it, but when you get those veteran guys, hell, Marcus was as influential last year in Jaden's success as any coach was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's right there with him. He has already walked those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have confidence in him. But the ultimate thing is what Washington's defense could do against the offense of Kansas City.
Which is?
Nah, I don't know. You know, this is the one where I'm a Louisiana man, so you know I'm a little religious. I've been on my knees a long time.
Well, you got Brian
God,
Kelly
help
fired,
us out, baby. Help us out, because listen, man, I have high respect for Kansas City, and I early in the season when things weren't going well, JP, my coach, he'll tell you, I was like, look, man, he's like, well, what do you think Kansas City? I said, I think they're still top five, top ten.
Yeah,
he said, but look at their record. I said, don't worry about their record. We used to always say the same thing about New England when they had Tom Brady. And at the end, they were always there. And then at that point, Pat didn't have all of his weapons. And right now, I just think that, you know, just kind of like in Baltimore with Orr, I played with his dad, I'm getting old. And like Witt, you got to find ways to make things happen. You know, people can't always just point fingers at the players. Sometimes it's what you're doing. you know, as a player that makes you be able to go out there and be a little bit more free with it.
All right, you played for Andy Reid and obviously have a great relationship with him. Yeah. What's it like being a player for Andy Reid?
I think it's like being in any business where you know your boss has your back. You know, if he says something to you, you can take it as facts. He's not going to BS you. And we know Andy is loyal to a fault with his players. Mm-hmm. So when players get that, hell, ain't nothing they'll do for. There's nothing that they wouldn't do for you. And then again, as I told him when I first got there, I watched him. He hires people and he let them do their jobs.
Yep.
You know, I think when you see a coach who's was where I'm looking for, emboldened, giving people the right to go out there and be who they are.
Yeah, empowering them.
He does empower. He does that with his coaches. He does that with his players. He asks the players about plays they want to run. Then he puts it into the game plan. You tell me, I'm a former quarterback, and he asked me, B-Mitch, draw some plays. And he put the plays in.
He did.
You tell me a player that a coach does that to a player, that player don't feel like this is – I have part ownership in this thing. So when you have a coach like that, I told him he was just like Joe Gibbs in my book. Mm-hmm. I watched how Joe would do it, then I watched Andy. He said, man, those are big words. I said, Coach, I'm saying you ain't Joe Gibbs yet, but you have the same qualities. And I look at him here, you know. Andy's gotten older, but he's in relationship with his players. Like some players coaches get older, and they lose sight of the players. They can't communicate with them. Pete Carroll, another guy like that. Yeah, he's the coolest 77-year-old man I know in my life. Yeah. You know? So when you have those coaches that basically, I had a coach tell me as a quarterback, he said, you have to lower yourself and those guys will lift you. And he does that with his players in the same way Joe Gibbs did. And I think that's why he's had so much success.
Look, I'm biased. I think he's the greatest football coach of all time. And the reason I say that is because he's won with whoever's been his quarterback, right? Obviously, mm-hmm. he's having great success now, but he's won with anybody that was at that quarterback mm-hmm. position. Bill Belichick did not do that. And so
Joe Gibbs did.
Joe Gibbs was a hell of a coach.
Different quarterback, running back. He knew he'd have offensive line.
Now, if he just stayed around for a while, who knows where Joe Gibbs could have been, you know, in the lexicon of things. But to me, Andy Reid is the best that has ever done it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just continues to win and to dominate and to change the game and to be a guy who's 65 years old but acts like he's 35, open to new ideas, constantly evolving. There's nobody better, man.
Yeah, you have to evolve in life if you want to be that way. And the thing about it, like Andy, I call him every year to be on my show. And, and during the week, whenever we're actually playing him, I'll call. He definitely comes on. And other weeks, he will come too. And people ask him, Coach John Thompson asked him, why do you come on with this dude? He say, well, a lot of people see football players. This dude helped me run my team. So, you know, when a coach shows you that level of respect, and like I said, I've always respected him. So, you know, I just hope he just feels some what's the word I'm looking for here?
Sympathy
in his heart today and say, let me let this team get a win.
Kind of like he did last week against the Raiders and didn't blow them out 57-0, right?
So I want to address this because I know that Washington has had, you know, the history of quarterbacks mm-hmm. and somebody made a joke the other day on our text line and said that Jaden Daniels is becoming RG4.
Nah.
Do you fear that could happen? Because we saw the great rookie year and there were a couple injuries along that way throughout that year. And then this year it's been set back, get back, set back. Is there,
I don't think it's anywhere like that. I think the thing with Robert, and he was in a situation where ownership emboldened him to be bigger than the coaches. Robert didn't listen to nobody. Robert was fearing Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. That's the whole story.
So that's the
no matter what people tell you, he feared Kirk Cousins because he knew he couldn't read defenses like Kirk and he couldn't sit in that pocket and deliver balls. Jaden Daniels can sit in the pocket and deliver balls. I think when we played against Green Bay, they took some cheap shots at him. Mm-hmm. And the referees always say, you can't go in the pocket, go at a quarterback's knee. They did, and they never called the flag. And he got hurt in that game. The last week, from myself and Santana watching the game, you know, when a guy hurts one leg, we always waiting for that other leg to come. And he ended up having a hamstring pull. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking about quarterback and work ethic, this guy is like a Pat Mahomes. You know, and I think the thing about right now, you know, Pat get hurt and he still plays because mm-hmm. Pat now is established. In Washington right now, they understand not to push this guy too much because one thing about him, he probably would have played every game that he missed if they let him do it. Mm-hmm. You can't let, and like I always say, guy, yeah, like John Thompson always said, I'd rather calm a fool than resurrect a corpse. Well, in this sense, they're calming a fool.
Yeah.
Because this dude wants to play. He's more like Allen Iverson than I've seen in my life.
Okay.
You know, wow. The guy wants to play ball. He wants to work. Who shows up at 5:45 in the morning and goes, they had to start giving him the codes and the keys because he was there before the coaches. And he wants to put in work and things like that. He wants to be great at it. I just think that right now, when you put him out there without a Terry, without a Debo, a natural competitor or a natural ball player, mm-hmm. they become like, I got to make it happen, and he tries to do too much. When he has his people with him, he's a cheat code.
Mm-hmm. Just like Mahomes. Sean Barber texted totally. Us and said that Joe Banner.
Yeah, I was
Banner,
with Sean last night.
You were Sean last night. No, he says, Joe Banner definitely refused to pay linebackers. Why I had to leave.
Hey, smoking like a linebacker.
Smoking like a true linebacker. All right, so defensively, you guys are all banged up. I was listening to y'all last week, and you're like, we can't tackle, we can't get turnovers, we can't stop the passing game, or whatever it was. Like, ding, 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 ding. I'm like, oh, my God, what does Washington do well right now?
I just, listen, man.
Give it to Bill.
I look at football today, and I get disappointed in football, not just Washington, because right now we're in an era where you can't really – practice your craft in practice, and then you get in the game and you expect people to go and do it. I watch guys tackling, but they never touch the ground. I mean, like they're playing keep away from the dirt. I can't stand that. I mean, this is tackle football. I was a running back. I was a quarterback in high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
No, you.
But if you came full speed at me, I'm going to test your mettle. And I'm trying to run through you. And I'm watching guys today. Receivers running the ball, and then they just go down. Mm. You know, defensive backs go, and they kind of, like, jump to the side and try to push the guy. Linebackers not really hitting guys in the chest. Like, Ray Lewis will run through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just saying, like, if you want to – I would say to be good at football, you got to practice football. Mm. And I think the league and the PA needs to look at this and say, let's let them go back a little bit to doing, because too many guys get hurt early on in the season, because you go through off season, mm-hmm. you go through preseason. No starters really play in preseason. Andy plays his starters sometimes. Most teams don't play their starters. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, your first time going full speed, you're in your first game. And look, a boxer, when you get hit, you learn how to move with the punch. When you're playing football, you learn how to go with the tackle. You find ways of helping yourself out. And if you never practice it, then how the hell are you going to do it? And if you're watching the first 4 weeks of the season, how many people we lost?
Mm-hmm.
I'm there. In Washington, we lost them around the league. They have to figure something out with that situation, because I believe it's like back in the day, when you buy a car, you have to have the break-in period.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they really don't have a break-in period. When they start the season, they're going all out. And it's kind of, you know, if people practice going around the track in an Indy car, a NASCAR,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
they go out there and get the car warmed up first. They have to say, they try to see what the car can do. Why on earth we don't think that a human body needs to go do the same thing?
No doubt about it. How many lies did Barbershop give you last night? Who? How many lies did Sean Barber give
you? Last night? Sean was entertaining a bunch of people. I say, Sean, you're in Kansas City, but he had all Commander Redskins people with him.
Oh.
But they all live here.
Okay.
Right. That's a weird thing.
Okay.
You know, but I was over at Q39. You got to find some good food when you come in town.
Okay. Yeah, you got to hit the cliches, man. Get the barbecue.
Hey,
is Brian Kelly's accent fake?
100%.
Okay, I just want to make
my
sure
family,
you're
family. You know, don't worry. He can get another accent now, because they're not going to have it. Did he get fired?
Oh, yeah.
$54 million.
I'll take $54 million to go have a fake. He can pick up another accent now.
Yeah, no doubt.
He can get a private teacher to come teach him whatever he wants. But when he came out there, my family. Come on, dog.
My family.
That's too much talent he has on that team not to win games.
No
man.
Doubt about it. Yeah. How do you see tonight going?
Well, it's kind of hard. You when you look at everything, you would say Kansas City is just going to go out here and win this game. But you know what? I've seen some stranger things in my day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm you know, I pull for this team, Washington, and I want to see them go out there. My whole thing is, look, hey, man, nobody believe in you. Let it all hang out and see what happens. You know, sometimes when you just go on the field and you don't try to end the game with something in the tank, empty the damn tank.
No doubt.
That's the only way you can, like, we've seen heroes made, we've seen legends made when somebody completely counts you out and you come out there and do it. So I'm hoping they give me that type of energy tonight. But if they don't, you're an Arrowhead with Pat. Well, it's kind of hard to beat that.
Last time Marcus Mariota was here, he won a playoff game in Arrowhead.
Well, hey, Marcus, pull back to the history.
He don't got that same ref today.
Pull back
though.
To the past.
It's Brian Mitchell. We appreciate the time, man. Have a good night tonight. Enjoy
Kansas City.
All right, y'all.
We'll be right back with our Chiefs parlay here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I mean, my God. He looks more and more like Joe Randa with that haircut.
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
I'll take it.
It's a good look, man. I was shocked when I saw that this morning. Because I had the radio on listening to the fantasy stuff.
Heck yeah.
Driving around, driving a row, a quick trip to make bets with all you other suckers out there. I saw it.
That's almost over, though. You got about another month, right?
Sure.
Still you don't think it's going to happen?
I'll believe it when I see it. Yeah. I'll believe it when it happens. But, yeah, it's, you know. Another edition this Sunday, because I think the Chiefs play at 3:25. So Mac will be on at 9 o'clock this Sunday for your fantasy. Anybody that sticks out tonight fantasy wise? Because obviously the must starts are the obvious. Like you're starting Worthy, you're starting Rice, you're starting Kelsey, you're starting Merritt, you're starting Debo, and starting
probably Terry McLaurin still.
You got to.
Yep.
Right. Unless you're just loaded. But is there somebody that we're not mentioning? Like, is this a Tyquan Thornton stream week? Is this a
Yeah, I think Bob maybe mentioned in his script if you're in like a deep league and you're in need of a running back, Rashard Smith could be a play tonight. Like if you don't have Pacheco or Kareem Hunt, like Rashard Smith could be a guy. On the other end, not Bill Merritt to me because the Chiefs do so well against running backs. Would not play Kroski Merritt tonight.
Okay. I am worried about that guy playing tonight because I have him on my squad. I'm like, I don't really have anybody else because half my squad's on a bye this week.
A lot of byes this week, right? Six teams on a bye. That's a big number,
Every year, this is the killer week.
Would you rather just have them shut the league down for a week and give everybody the same bye week at the middle of the year like the All-Star break?
Textline loved that idea last week that you had.
Yeah, you shut it down for a week, right?
A lot of people said one AFC week, one NFC week, which I don't mind
hate
either.
That. Yeah, I don't hate that at all, but I mean, if you're going to do it and you want to do it the right way and you really talk about player safety, which is a scam in the NFL, that's the biggest joke after looking at that Pittsburgh field the other day. I mean, that thing was like, that looked like worse than the municipal courts out at wherever. I mean, like that was a municipal fairway that they had out there in Pittsburgh last night. All the divots were filled in with sand and all this kind of stuff. And we're going to talk about player safety in this league. Then maybe it's the best for everybody just halfway through the season, like after Halloween, the first Sunday after Halloween when it's daylight savings time, we're turning the clocks back and everybody's groggy and everybody's body clock is messed up anyway, give everybody that week off and then, you know, have kind of your all-star break and then restart this thing again the second Sunday in November and just have a, you know, just have one bye week where everybody's off the same. There's nobody that has an advantage, nobody that has a disadvantage. And you give everybody just that same week off. Everybody can catch their breath and then get back at it for the second half of the season and have a true first half and second half of the season in the NFL.
Or everybody gets two.
Well, that's coming, with the 18-game schedule and whatnot. Because next year, the Super Bowl is the Sunday of President's Day weekend.
Mm.
So they're getting us ready for that 18-game schedule. Daytona 500 had to change their date because they didn't want to go head-to-head with the Super Bowl next year.
Wow.
So they moved their date. And the NFL's Super Bowl next year is the Sunday before President's Day. So everybody's going to have President's Day. Personally, being selfish, I hate that. I absolutely effing hate that. Because as a Chiefs fan, we're always in the Super Bowl. And as somebody that works in this business, we ain't getting that day off. So keep the holiday before President's Day. Or the Super Bowl before President's Day. I'm being selfish on this one.
Speaking of holidays, someone had chimed in on the text line because we know this is the week of Halloween. If I can be a little bit of annoying, why were we doing Halloween this weekend?
Because it's over next weekend.
So you have 2 weekends now of Halloween?
Basically, yeah.
Thought the same thing.
I was like, we're doing trick-or-treating and trunk-or-treat on the weekend before, but Halloween's on a Friday.
Look, dude, there's a bunch of towns in New Jersey right now that want trick-or-treating done on Thursday, and like five or six towns in Ocean County, New Jersey have moved trick-or-treating to Thursday, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. Friday's the perfect day for kids to go trick-or-treating. You don't have to get up in the morning and go to school.
Exactly.
So these people in their infinite... Now, I will say this. In New Jersey, there's something called Mischief Night, and that was always the night before Halloween. You went out and you TP'd houses and all that kind of stuff.
But, so
you
know, high schoolers go crazy a little bit.
Yeah, and it's only in New Jersey. I've never seen it anywhere else. It's like a New Jersey holiday. So maybe they're trying to stem that a little bit, but I don't know why you would want kids in elementary school trick-or-treating on a Thursday when this holiday sets itself up for a Friday. It's stupid.
My buddies and I, we golfed on Saturday, and we came with a, because I brought this up with them, and we came up with a conclusion on when Halloween should be. Make it the last Friday in October.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Why not?
We observe every other holiday out there with the exception of Christmas, right?
And Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but it's a fourth Thursday in November. It's never a set date or anything like
Halloween
that.
On a Friday, you can knock two things out. You can have your kids go out and trick-or-treat with all your... Because like that's what a lot of my friends do nowadays is all their kids will meet up at somebody's house. They'll go through their neighborhood and they'll walk around, you know, cocktails in hand. Some guys got cocktails at the door. And then... bring all the kids back, let them do their candy stuff, and then have your adult Halloween party at the house. And you're already in costume.
Yep.
And then Saturday, you got the whole day. If you don't handle the next day very well, then you got the day to rest. Or you have kids soccer and football and basketball and volleyball and all that stuff. But I do think Halloween should be the last Friday of the year, of October. But somebody brought this up from the 913. How do you guys feel about Halloween parties at work? I personally am excited to arrive at work as Gandalf the Grey.
Let's go.
But there seems to be minimal participation. What are you guys going to wear for your Halloween costume?
I'm not a Halloween guy. I'm nothing. You're going to look at it's Red Friday.
Yeah, Red Friday, that's what you're dressing up as?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have Chiefs gear on. It's Friday, you know, and so...
You should come into work as Speck.
I should, yeah, exactly. Look confused and like, what is going on?
Hello, America.
We should all just dress up as different versions of Speck.
Yeah. What are you? I'm Spectre today.
I'm Inspector.
A lot of depression. God.
Yeah, Halloween's is not my whatever. It is what it is.
I love it.
Do you?
I think it's fun, but you're going to dress up, you said.
I will, yeah. I'll have a costume on Friday. And then I'm that guy, man. I live in an older neighborhood. I have the candy outside the door. We release it. But speaking of candy, we made a lot of money to buy that candy this past week with our NFL parlay.
Yep.
Bob had Jackson Dart over 0.5 passing touchdowns.
Smash.
That hit. I had Ja'Marr Chase over 7.5 receptions.
Smash.
That hit. He had 11. And Mac had Drake May for over 223.5.
Smash.
That hit. You pulled them all together for one three-leg parlay. It was plus 383, fellas. Let's stay hot.
Yeah. Woo.
Bob, what's your leg of your cheese parlay, which is brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. Bob, what is it?
What
Kelsey, anytime touchdown. Okay. Let's go. Yeah. It's tight end day, baby. Let's get this thing going.
You know it is because Kittle was mad he got robbed of his second tight end.
I know. These guys play big on tight end day. Travis is going to have a day.
Okay.
I agree. I'll stick right there. Kelsey over 3.5 catches, minus 136. Let's do it.
All right.
And I'm going to take Juju Smith-Schuster over 15.5 yards. Again, one play. All three of those together, plus 380. The one we won in the NFL this past week, plus 383. Coincidence?
Ooh.
I think not. Keep riding the hot hand, man. You know Travis getting in there tonight. You know he is.
Yes, he is.
I mean, come on. I mean, I think, didn't Mark Andrews score a touchdown? Kate Otten scored a touchdown.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Down.
Almost. They called it back.
Oh, they did call it back because he said it was down at the one.
It was on my whiteboard. It was on my bets.
Tucker Kraft went nuts last night.
Yeah, he did.
Tied in.
Great day.
Right? So let's see if Travis Kelce can keep the trend going. Again, it's Max got Kelce over 3.5 receptions. I've got Juju Smith-Schuster over 15.5 yards. And Bob has Travis Kelce anytime touchdown. All three put together for a parlay is plus 380. And that is brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming to Missouri soon with Circa Sports. On the other side, you can't play scared. Keep being the man of the jam in the Kansas City Chiefs roster here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fresco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb. Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.